And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Good.
And Abraham, I have a question. Boy, he got carried away.
Does anyone smell tar burning?
No. I mean, Star Marcy left a little, gave us a little note of a CD they'd made. For anyway, they'd written out the lyrics of a song that I haven't heard in years ago. I remember the first time I heard it. It was before you, years before you. I thought, boy, there's something in there that just went bing. And then I kept trying to hear it. It was on the radio, and then I was hoping to hear it again. At any rate, it says, the lyric said, I believe in angels, something good in everything I see, et cetera, et cetera. And I was thinking, and then as Star was talking about, and I was listening to Star and her nemesis there, I was thinking, all is well, all is well, all is well. And what I'm hearing from you is all is well and all is well. And then I was thinking, I remember one time I in a hotel room, they always have those Bibles, and I opened it, I was reading it through, and it said, if anyone ever comes to you saying all is well, they're from Satan. And I'm you kind of have that habit of telling us all is well in your own words. So what I'm getting at is, are there good angels and bad angels? I know a friend of ours has a big church in San Diego, Reverend Haggy, and he says that what Esther does is really one of the bad angels, but because she talks about all is well. So because he talks about how bad things are, so he's a good angel. So I want to know, do you see good angels and bad angels, or are they all as well? Or do you believe in angels?
Well, Lord.
Sorry.
Sometimes it feels as if we should start at the very, 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 very beginning again.
What is it?
You have said so much, we are reaching for the most powerful diving in place. Because
We
know that whenever you pipe in like this, that it is usually your intent to stir things up, to answer questions that you are feeling being asked with emails or in the greater culture and so on. And we want to remind you that there is a stream of well-being which you are allowing or not. Mm-hmm. And what we've noticed about any who, for whatever reason, are standing in a place where they are not allowing their alignment with that stream of well-being. Because not being in vibrational alignment with the well-being that is so you is so painful. From that painful place, that's always where you begin making your rules or dropping your bombs or trying to enforce things, trying to get others to do things. You've heard us over the years. We've talked quite a bit about the difference between allowing something and trying to